Is that you?
Yeah.
That's weird. Who's calling me? Is it Brian?
It's Dan Binzak.
Oh, put him on.
Hello, Dan.
First time, long time.
You're live on the air.
Yeah.
I am. You're live on the air.
Down the stairs.
Hold on. Say that again, because I'm going to save this.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
We just got.
I'm just holding Brendan's phone up to my microphone now, and I just want you to repeat yourself.
Okay, so I was at the party, the said party where Lizak tripped down the stairs and dumped a bunch of paint on the floor. And like I said, I was walking behind him when he did not trip. He intentionally hung on this shelf, thinking it could bear his weight, and it didn't. And paint then dumped all that all down these stairs, and we drunkenly were yelling, Public Works was on it, because we were at the time working for Public Works, and we were cleaning it up with dirty rags, and it was very funny.
Where were you?
Kevin House.
I'm glad I remembered enough of this correctly.
Well, no, I'm 100% certain that he keeps telling people that he tripped down the stairs. But me and him both know this.
Now all of the sports online world does. We're about to find out if Kevin listens, huh? We're going to edit out his last name.
I wanted to call and set the record straight because that's what happened.
Well,
don't let lies tell you no lies.
Well, to be fair, I was just I was texting with him while we were recording, so depending on exactly what I asked him, I don't remember exactly how I phrased it.
No, he said he fell.
He said
he fell.
Well, I think I might have said he fell, and he might have just said yes. So it could be, at worst, it's a lie by omission.
Here's a serious question. How many of these kind of things do you think Lizak is involved in, where he's got, like, some secret understanding with somebody about the shitty thing he did? Because he's got 3 or 4 with me.
I'm going to say that he has at least 1 or 2 with every one of his friends.
Dozens. Just dozens of the most reprehensible things.
And he'll just give you that snide, Lizak grin. And, okay.
Like, what?
We both know the truth.
What? All right, Dan, we're going to get back to the podcast. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah. I'm a devout listener, so first time, long time.
Glad to hear from you.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks.
First time, long time.
Thanks for all your commitment. We couldn't do it without you. You're the reason we do this. If not for you, then for what?
All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Later.
Bye. Hello, welcome back. You see this? What we've done here is we've done Sports Online 2 weeks in a row.
Well, we did it many weeks in a row before. Now you're celebrating regular season wins here.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's 2 in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Mike, this is how you get the fan base back into it, all right? You got to celebrate the progress as it comes. If you just assume that your team is dominant and everything's just going to come out your way, you're going to be mighty disappointed. But you know what? If you support your team through the ups and the downs, it's going to be more rewarding. Play that song.
We're not.
That is not really relevant, but I just want to talk with music under me. Turn it down, though, please.
This is a great volume.
No, it's way too loud.
It absolutely is not.
All right. How much? I disagree, but...
We're going to find out.
I hate you. Every decision you make on this podcast is based on you not editing it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Turn it down a little bit. It'll make me feel better. There we go. How much hurricane coverage have you watched in the last, like, week?
Quite a bit. It's all very unsettling.
Yeah.
It's a tragic situation. And its causes must be examined, and then we have to go and make sure that while the storms are inevitable, that what led to these particular conditions did not happen again. Be it flood walls, Brendan, be it not building in floodplains. Got to tell developers, I don't care how much money you're going to make, you're putting these people at risk. That's what you got to tell them.
Wow, look at you. You were very prepared for that. I like that. I like preparedness because God knows only one of us is going to be prepared for any given podcast.
Well, don't ask me about any...
Literally anything else on the rundown.
Don't ask me anything else. As much as you're going to get out of me.
Did you see the guy who bought an inflatable dam?
No, but that feels like... how big of a dam?
It surrounded his house. Literally just his property, his house. His immediate house, and it was like 2 feet of water on the outside, but it just like... It was one of those tarp dams where I don't know how he secured it to the bottom. I don't know how water didn't leak in through the bottom.
Yeah, just the pressure.
But it was just like tarp and then inflatable on the top. So the inflatable part keeps floating up and the tarp just stretches and extends. It's like an inflatable backyard pool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Insurance company should pay him some fucking money for that.
True, although the...
They won't.
While you've protected all your stuff, your property value after this, when they have to tear all the other houses around you down.
It's not nothing. You know what?
Your property,
saving your house, not nothing.
It's not nothing, but I'm just saying, you might not even be able to get back there. Road might have washed away.
I also did not do any diligence on that, so if somebody came to me tomorrow and said, hey, you know, you quoted a completely fake article, I'm like, yeah, all right.
That's entirely possible. You just looked at a Photoshop.
Yeah, that's very possible. Did you see the interaction between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros this week?
Yes, I am aware that the Rangers could have really been a pal here.
A good neighbor.
And, outright declined to do that.
Well, they ended up having to capitulate because Major League Baseball just fucking made them. But it had all the tone of like your mother saying that your sister is right and sending you to your room. It was just like, no, you're gonna fucking do it, and you're gonna go to your room now too because you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, they did sort of get beaten into that, but as they should have been. Worth, they should be yelled at.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where like they're asking you for an even swap. You just gotta say yes. It sucks. Their reasoning, if that was actually like their reasoning and they didn't make that up after the fact, where they said we didn't feel it was right to give our fans 24 hours notice that their tickets in late September were now good this week. If that was their actual reasoning, like they have a leg to stand on, but it's one of those situations where like that doesn't fucking matter. These people are out of their home. The least you can do.
The absolute least.
Yeah. You still make money at it. And that's compared to like the Rays, who had a weekend series with the Astros, and they donated all the parking tickets, all the concessions, every dime to the relief effort. And Houston won't even make a straight. Texas won't even make a straight exchange for the home series.
It is always weird in that case, like they were playing each other anyway. But it is always weird when a team has to go and play in like some city hours away because of inclement weather.
Yeah, I feel like it's always Tampa that takes those teams. It's always Tampa or Detroit.
Well, they got roofs.
Tampa? Oh, yeah, Tampa does. Does Detroit have a roof?
No, I don't think they do. Well, not in baseball, no.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
They do in the NFL.
Yeah, and they took didn't they take that Vikings game?
Oh, yeah, when the roof collapsed.
That video was so cool.
Snow.
That video was really cool, watching the big fucking roof collapse. It looked inflatable as it was going down, too, the way it split. This is, and now, as we've seen this week, a lot of athletes and organizations are donating a lot of money. A lot of people are donating money to J.J. Watt, who I don't want to talk about this week. I'm just saying he's raised a lot of cash.
I'll let it slide.
I think the most notable ones for me, I was going to make fun of some people who made very paltry donations, but on the other hand, like, just donate some money. I'm not going to make fun of you.
Well,
like, there were some individual, like, no-name athletes that donated more than professional sports franchises, which I thought, I'm just like, come on, you could do a little better.
It's one of those things where it's not a competition, but
if all the other
being said,
if all the other teams are donating X% of ticket sales and this and that, and you're saying, like, hey, I'm a professional sports franchise, $25,000, and the starting defensive end for the Bills says, hey, I'll do 50. And you're like, oh, you're a professional baseball team. Come on, just bump it up a little bit.
Well, it's you get that, like, being in the world of asking people, you know, when setting up, hey, do you want to leave a gratuity on there for the delivery guy? And you can, most people have an answer ready to go as soon as you're like, yeah, throw $5 on there. But you'll get the, I mean, like, what's normal?
Yeah.
And like that. Like that's
I'm just, I just sit there and like tick off 10%
in my head. Absolute least that I can do here and still get away with it.
I think the coolest donation I've seen, I mean, like, the protection of human life is tippy top of the list here, but Max Scherzer covering all pet adoption fees for homeless RV pets.
That's very cool.
That's like different. It's different. That's cool.
Additionally, Shea Serrano, famous from Twitter. And the Ringer, him and his extraordinarily devoted fan base, have raised a lot of money today. People have just been Venmoing him. He didn't even say, like, and I trust him completely. He lives in Houston, and is also just by every account one of the nicest people alive. But he never even said, just like, basically Venmo me. We're raising money for Houston right now. And right now, there are 3 hours in, $80,000.
That's a good job.
Yeah, he's...
okay, that's more than the Major League Baseball team that I was talking about terms.
This is just a guy who writes for The Ringer, who's managed to get 80 grand together.
J.J. Watt put $10 million together, and he's still raising. Like, he did a good job. He donated $1 million himself, but the other $9 million is... I think just various celebrities have just, instead of donating to the United Way or something...
Oh, yeah.
Just give it to J.J. Watt. Which is just, if you just put it in those terms, it's very funny. You're like, I'll just give my money to J.J. This is fine.
Well, that's when we were doing, we're raising money for the Greenpoint Reformed Church Hunger Program. That's what we would do. Just like, just come over, just give us $10. And like, and it worked.
Trust me.
Yeah, we're just like, just give it to me. Like, I'm not asking you to donate to them. I'm saying just give it to me and I'll do it later.
If J.J. shows up in some new sneakers, I'm going to have some questions. That's all I'm saying. If he's got, like, those James Harden Arthur Ashe shoes, I'm going to have to ask him a thing or two.
If he got those $120 shoes
that
somehow,
aren't available, he's going to have to pay more.
On eBay. But no, and last time we raised near, I think, cracked $500. Just tell him you'll give me money.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job.
And that got donated. Thank you. I mean, I might have had to leave it in my account. Past that next Friday.
I just had to pay my credit card once. Once I got paid, it was refreshed.
I spent too much buying things for the party, so I had to just hold on to that until the next paycheck.
I'm not overdrawing for this fucking party.
Until the next paycheck came in, but then it went in.
We'll have another one of those this year. You'll be invited
to
Sports Online.
We have a moral imperative to continue raising money for
this. It's around Thanksgiving, isn't it? Our fundraiser?
We do it around Thanksgiving. It started as the Pork Roll Sandwich one. Now it's the Pork Roll Media Extended Universe, which includes this show. And
we're in phase two. This would be 1, 2, 3. We're in phase four.
It includes this show, the Ballers Podcast, my Mixler show, my free trial ends on Sunday, and any of Brendan's Shoutin', Now We Shoutin' properties.
The Now We Shoutin' properties all, are going to be a hot commodity.
All 8 of them that have never recorded an episode.
And, well, we also have MLS Yes, Yes, Yes. A show about last year's MLS season. Half of it.
On hiatus.
Permanent hiatus. Do you want to do baseball, soccer, or fighting?
Let's do it in that order. Why not?
Okay. Are you aware of the extent to which Giancarlo Stanton is running hog wild on anyone?
I heard that he hit a bunch of home runs and that he continues.
He is now up to 51 as of. Oh, there's a game being played right now. Let me see if I can give you a live update on Mike Stanton. I like saying it, Mike, back and forth. Now I'm aware of it now.
Oh yeah.
Mike would get inordinately mad at me for saying Mike Stanton.
I'd snap at
him. For the longest time on this podcast. And I would do it by accident. Why'd you get so mad?
I didn't know that Giancarlo Stanton was ever referred to as Mike. I thought Brendan was just remembering the name of the Yankees reliever.
That's really funny. Because you got so indignant. You'd snipe at me. And you're like, it's Giancarlo. I'm like, I know.
I know
that, but it's hard.
I would usually just go Mike. What's a good example here of like
I totally deserve it. I screw up plenty. If I'm gonna mess something up, it's gonna be somebody's name. This is what I know about myself. He has 51 home runs right now. He did not hit one today. Giancarlo did not hit one today. He is on Roger Maris's pace. He's on pace for 62. Is that Maris 62 or is that Mickey Mantle? He's on Roger Maris's pace either way. And I hope he breaks it.
I would like to see him break it, because the skin off my ass, that's number one. Number two, I should mention that I don't really buy into the whole not the real home run record.
Yeah,
thing.
I was going to ask you, what's the home run record?
The home run record is 73, because okay. It happened. It's almost like you don't have to like it. It's like
do you want an asterisk on it?
No, it's just like in movies when someone says like I'm breaking up with you and you're like no you're not. It's like it's you know it just like no it's still
it's
happening.
Over. It's over. Yeah, you don't have to.
You can deny that like just like Barry Bonds didn't need your permission to hit 73 home runs. However he did it.
I'm pretty torn up on it, actually. Because I see that is a completely logical and reasonable thing, and it's what Major League Baseball writers should do when voting for the Hall of Fame. But there's a disconnect. There's definitely a disconnect for me, even, like as well as people in media. We're like, you know what? They were cheating, though. So, like, I'd like an asterisk. It's the record, and it'd be awesome if somebody hit 74 one day. And then mailed Barry Bonds a pipe bomb. That'd be both those things would be so cool in tandem.
I don't know. Barry Bonds doesn't.
No, I like Barry Bonds. He's
fine. He doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
He was real roided out when he was a dickhead.
And also, I think he just kind of doesn't really like people. Like, he's not like.
Well, he definitely doesn't like the press. I don't know about how he is with people. I know he doesn't like the press.
Barry Bonds, he's an introvert.
8 things that people don't know about introverts. Number 6 will shock you.
Sorry, I told you I hope your mom dies. I'm an introvert. Everyone just used it to excuse all their shitty behavior. Like
ghosting at parties. You're like, sorry, I'm an introvert. Yeah, I don't like saying goodbye.
Yeah, pretty much. Like once there started to be like all those BuzzFeed lists of like the shit introverts say. Well, actually, that would be a somewhat negative one. Be more of just like, whatever. You get it. You've seen BuzzFeed. You know how these things go.
I just made fun of it, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
You all right?
No. Everyone started using it to justify everything that is just bad about them. I don't know why. There's maybe it's part of identity politics, Brendan. Maybe.
I think that's probably it. It has a lot to do. I don't want to blame it all on 9/11. But 9/11 didn't help.
No, 9/11 didn't help shit. Let me be clear.
The world changed that day.
Nothing got.
You know what? Afghanistan. I actually didn't know this till today, or it was something I didn't remember or realize that we are now entrenched in the longest war in American history in Afghanistan.
Very good.
Yeah. Thanks, George.
Well, you know what? Eric Prince and his mercenaries are going to go solve it. He doesn't like that word. Contractor, he prefers.
His contract killers.
Let's
keep talking about baseball. The Cubs had 4 15-run games last week. Last month.
Wait, did 9/11 actually improve anything? I mean, you could say
airline security?
Yeah, but not really. I mean, first of all, people get through TSA with stuff all the time.
Fox News ratings?
Cable news rating. But none of these
cable news ratings. Then?
Let's say
24-hour
news.
Did it make anything
better that
for the positive
that you support personally?
Oh God. Well, we hear a lot more "God Bless America," and if you ask me, that should be our national anthem.
Oh, you know, Fulton Center these days is that's all part of it. We got the Oculus out of this. We got a $4 billion subway station.
Yeah, but. Mm. I'm going to call that a break even.
It leaks water. There's
in that large ceiling.
Yeah,
that glass ceiling.
Yeah, all of Fulton Center.
It's broken.
The Oculus.
The glass ceiling broke.
You got that connection underground to Brookfield Place. You go to the where
but the Oculus, if you are out of the city, is this thing that I occasionally call the whale skeleton.
It does look like some dinosaur bones.
You should feel free to Google it, but it's this enormous thing right next to the World Trade Center.
It kind of kicks ass.
It looks really cool. It's still the background on my phone. It looks awesome. Regardless, yeah, that's what he's talking about.
So there's that. But other than, like, slightly nicer train stations.
Maybe documentaries took a strong step that day.
I don't know. We got slightly nicer train stations.
Nationalism is way better now. I always think about the thing how, like, George Bush said America the one time, and everybody laughed at him, and now we have old Navy t-shirts about it.
Yeah.
It's great. Because he said it in earnest, and it was a dumb thing when he said it, and we just took it and wore it as a badge
of
honor.
Yeah, I don't... That used to be a way to make fun of him, and then it became an unironic thing for people to say on 4th of July.
Let's keep talking about baseball. What do you say?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Cubs scored 15 runs in 4 games this month, and they are the only team to do that since the 98 Red Sox in July. And that's cool. So, it makes my next point.
98 Red Sox were pretty good. John Valentin.
They had to have Nomar.
Yeah.
Trot Nixon,
Troy O'Leary, Jose Offerman. You got Jason Varitek. You got
A fun team.
Brett Saberhagen.
They have Tim Wakefield back then.
Derek Lowe.
Derek Lowe. I forgot he was a Red Sox.
He was the closer at the time.
Yeah, I forgot about all that. He had a long career.
You got some other fucking guys.
Which just stacks my next point. The only real race in Major League Baseball this year is the AL wildcard race. And I think I said this like a month ago, and it still holds true. The NL wildcard is reasonably close. The Brewers are 3 games behind the Rockies. The AL wildcard race is like 6 teams within 3 games of the Minnesota Twins. And if there were a team that I would bet on, like, that has a real strong chance to blow their standing, it would be the Twins. Just because, like, you know, their history lately. But the team right up behind them is the Angels, and that's awesome. Because the Angels were fucking dreck last year, and there's no reason they should be good this year at all.
I have very strong feelings about the Angels, specifically how they're wasting Mike Trout's career.
Well, they're in a playoff race right now. They are wasting Mike Trout's career.
This is his fifth season?
Fifth or sixth. I'll look it up while you talk.
Why didn't he leave? Is the question. Like,
he never was up for free agency. He signed an extension. He came up in 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is his 7th year. Take a guess at how many home runs he has career. This is the only one we're going to guess over. So
275.
195. In 7 years. That's pretty good. 20-something a year. They're wasting his career, and the most popular rumor,
I would have had him hitting 39 a year. That's too many.
The most popular rumor would be that he's going to go to the Phillies. That's what I've heard.
Mm.
To be just like the fun thing to think. He's a big Eagles fan. He's from the area.
Home.
He's going home. It's probably never going to happen, because if I'm the Angels, I'm never letting him go. Especially if they're in a playoff race right now.
They're in a playoff race right now. He may end up, maybe they make it to that wild card game, they lose, and then in 7 years he played in one single elimination.
What do they care? They have Pujols and they have Trout.
No, I'm saying for Trout.
Yeah, no. Mike Trout definitely should care.
Yeah.
But he'll never say anything. I mean, like, I love being in Los Angeles. I love the city. I love these fans. It'll be something he'll regret, but he'll still get to wear a Cooperstown jacket.
I just can't, like, I don't understand the loyalty there to a team that never, that would.
He should have just never signed his extension?
Yeah. I think he should have went to a competitive team.
He's signed till 2020. He signed his 6-year extension in 2015. It's $144.4 million. I want to just do
I guess,
that
well,
now.
He's also, how old is he? 26? Something like that?
He's 20. Where is it? 26 and, yeah, exactly 26 by like 3 weeks. And he's making $24 million a year. So, like, at Mike Stanton prices, he's kind of a bargain because he's
Oh, absolutely.
He's better than Stanton historically. I mean, when they're both going, what's the difference, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. But
he's much better fielder than Stanton.
I mean, he's got your peak in baseball lasts longer than other sports.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, you know, he's sort of about right there. The player's peak seemed to be that sort of like 27 to 32 or 26 to 33.
And some players get lucky and they started at 21 or 22. And
yeah. Well, baseball, so many of the, you know, the nuances and all that, that it just takes forever to learn. You know, for all your raw talent, it's just understanding, you know, and seeing situations and stuff and those. So that's why, you know, you come around the... So while you may have all the physical gifts, you know, I mean, some players do just explode.
The explosions I find happen more... I mean, they do happen plenty in baseball, but those first-year player explosions, I feel like they happen way more in football now.
Mm.
I think it just has something to do with, like, how much your body takes... Like, there's fresh legs that are coming up that are 22.
Yeah.
And, you know, baseball, that doesn't matter as much, which is strange because there's 162 games.
Yeah, he's got a big decision to make where, you know, does he stay there and just be the, you know, hero there forever on a bad team that doesn't...
Now, how is this his decision? Because this isn't soccer. Like, these guys don't get bought and sold that often. He'd be asking for a trade.
I don't think...
And he'd have to put up a stink to do it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could actually, like... There's going to definitely be a losing side. The Angels are going to be the losing side in any Mike Trout trade.
Yeah, which is why it's not his decision. They're not going to want to enter into something where they're the
losing
side.
But come 2020, when that contract's up.
Yeah, he'll be, it's in 3 years.
The Angels.
29, still in his prime. And he seems like a freak. Like, he's going to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great.
Mike Trout's going to be fine. But come 2020... The Angels haven't, you know, really, like, knocked on the door of a World Series.
Yeah, he'd have no reason to stay.
He's got
to
go.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to knock on the door of the World Series this year. This is like a four-team race this year.
But, yeah.
It's the Dodgers. In the NL, it's the Dodgers and everyone else. But the Cubs, as I said earlier, 15-run games, four 15-run games this month. Like, they're coming up. That's their competition in the NL. I really like the Diamondbacks, though. They're a fun team. I have a Diamondbacks hat. I like the Diamondbacks. And I like the Rockies, too. But those you know, they're a couple pieces away. I can't imagine the Rockies winning, like, a World Series. That's very hard for me.
Yeah, they do just seem like a perennial loser sort of team.
It's just one of those things where, like, they just have it so hard at home. They have it so hard at home. You know? Every team can hit in their home ballpark. And that's like, something... When you go on the road to a place, like... I mean, not specifically Oakland, but to a place like a big ballpark like that, and you just go, like, we're gonna have to do something awesome to get on the board here. Like, San Francisco, I think, is the best home field advantage. Their park is huge, their fans are loud when they're in it, and you just know that, like, these guys can pitch. This is like the San Francisco I'm thinking of from the last, like, 4 or 5 years, not necessarily this year. We're just like, these guys can pitch. Their crowd's into it. Their ballpark's huge. Like, we're going to have to put some guys on base and drive in some runs. We're not going to be able to do this by home run. We're not going to luck our way through this. And, like, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, the thing is, it's one of those, both teams get the advantage of that. So, you know, while players may be going to Colorado more enthusiastic because they're just like, I'm going to hit a lot of home runs this weekend, Colorado still gets to play 81 games there, which means that they get that thin air to crush balls into.
They're always in the top five in offense. Their offensive players are, like, three or four of them are in the top 20 every year.
Well, yeah, and that's why, like, you know, people say, you know, pitchers don't want to go there because they'll end up tarnishing their career numbers.
I don't remember who said this. I think it was one of the fantasy baseball podcasts I listened to, but it made so much sense to me. Where he said, they should never try and sign pitchers. Oh, I'm sorry, they should only try and sign pitchers and just never pay for a hitter, because every hitter that comes through that system that can even remotely hit will hit in Colorado. And then you can trade those players for pitchers that you know can pitch. And if they suck every once in a while in Colorado, fine. because everybody sucks here.
That's true. There's a lot of 7 out of 10 guys that would become, you know, 8 out of 10 guys ballpark.
When you have a guy hitting above his station, his trade value will increase whether or not they know it's because of the Colorado bump or not.
You get like a Jay Bruce type.
Yeah, Mark Reynolds. Yeah, just crush it. Mark Reynolds is in Milwaukee, but it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same point. Or like Giambi for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to soccer.
Yeah.
Let's move on to soccer. Mbappe to PSG.
Kylian Mbappe, not the thing that everyone thought was going to happen. Arsenal were in for him. It was assumed that he only wanted to go to Real Madrid, but he stays at home in France. It goes to PSG. PSG's front three. There are three strikers that they'll be playing with this season. Combined cost of 465 million euros.
Who are the three? Neymar, Mbappe.
Neymar, Mbappe, and I suspect, I don't know. Actually, I saw that on Reddit. Let me scroll down here. And I don't know if it'd be Cavani or Di Maria. They've included Edinson Cavani. Why? Probably because he was more expensive than Di Maria. But Cavani was 63 million.
Are these guys all three of them are new?
No,
I know the two are.
Cavani's been there for a while. He used to play at Napoli.
How about DeSantos? Who's the other guy? DeSantos?
Di Maria. Angel Di Maria. I don't even know if they play.
I know who he is. I just couldn't.
I don't know. I don't watch much of PSG. I'll say this. They did it.
They're trying to vault themselves into like a Real Madrid sort of situation. It seems like they've done it.
They have. People think like, oh, this can't last. You know, this the amount of money that's being thrown around. Like the game's on the brink of collapse. This is unsustainable. And it's
I've been hearing that my entire life. Not necessarily about soccer, but I remember specifically when like A-Rod signed his contract or Mark Teixeira signed his big contract. They were like, all right, they're getting paid now, but like, is this always going to be the way it is? Probably not. And you're like, it's always been the way it is.
That's true. But baseball contracts sort of leveled off. Like,
no.
Maybe
a few years ago, but they're going back up again.
But what's like the biggest contract in baseball right now?
I think it's Mike Stanton's. Give me a minute. You keep talking about soccer.
Because A-Rod signed
Giancarlo.
In what was that? 2002 or something?
I think it was 2001. But yeah, that's
whatever,
you know,
he signed. 10 years, 250. 10 years, 252.
Yeah, 25 a year.
And what? But they're not that much crazier now.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Actually, let me do a little bit of research here.
I guess it's fair that you said they have leveled off, because there's 9 players making more than that $25 million a year mark. Mike Trout's not one of them. Clayton Kershaw making 35 a year, as he well should, honestly. His former teammate Zach Greinke makes 34. David Price, Jason Hayward making 28. Yeah, there's plenty above that $25 million mark. Where's Mike Trout at? Mike Trout is 33rd. Rick Porcello makes more money than Mike Trout. Oh, this is a fun game. Who makes more than Mike Trout? Matt Cain makes more than Mike Trout. James Shields makes more than Mike Trout.
Big Game James.
Jacoby Ellsbury makes more than Mike Trout. What about Jason Worth making more than Mike Trout? Adrian Gonzalez, Mr. Consistency, making more than Mike Trout. Hanley Ramirez. Ooh, the big one. Joe Mauer making more than Mike Trout. Ouch. CC Sabathia, $25 million a year. That's a lot of money for old CC there. Jason Hayward makes 28 1/8 per year, and that is just, he's the fourth highest paid player in baseball, and he made out like a fucking bandit. He can't hit.
No.
He's never been able to, he's a fantastic fielder, and I'm not going to say he's never been able to hit. He's always a 20 home run guy. 260, 20 home runs. That's my vague impression of Jason Hayward. You almost done?
Yes, I have my numbers. I'm ready to go.
Go.
All right, so in 2001, A-Rod gets signed, $252 million. The biggest contract right now in baseball is Stanton's at $325, but his is over 13 years, so it's still $25 million a year.
Yeah, $25 million a year is like the solid, you're a fantastic player baseline.
Yeah. But to compare and contrast here, so and again, this isn't a perfect comparison on account of we're talking about in soccer, it's transfer fees, and in baseball, just a contract. What players are making has also gone up drastically within the soccer world, but transfer fees, you know,
astronomically higher.
So from the A-Rod contract to Stanton's contract, you've got yourself a 28.9% increase over the course of, in what, and when did Stanton sign his deal? I'm not sure when Stanton signed his deal.
I don't know if it was last offseason or the season before, but anyway, that range.
Within the last couple of years. But now you've got, from 2001 in soccer until 2017, Zinedine Zidane got bought by Real Madrid from Juventus for, where am I looking? €77 million.
That was the transfer fee.
77 and a half.
What did he get paid?
In 2001. I'm not sure what he was getting paid. But Neymar going for 222 this year, that's 188% increase.
Now, I know Zinedine Zidane is an all-time great, but was he Neymar level when they bought him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That set the record. That record was not broken until 2009 when Ronaldo went to Madrid from United. So that record stood for 8 years. And it's still the 10th most expensive of all time. It's just so happens that the top three all happened within the last 2 years, because it's really exploded with TV money and all that. Well, different situations. One begat the other in that number one is Neymar going to PSG, and number three is Ousmane Dembele, who...
Where did he go?
He went from Dortmund to Barcelona, but Barcelona got charged that much money because everyone knows that they just got paid $222 million. So it's one of those things where the whole world knows that you have this money, and now, like... And now you're just like, hey, we would like to buy. And again, in this insane.
He's showing up to a car dealership the day after you win the lottery, yeah, and they saw your picture in the paper.
Insane, unregulated market where there's no set cost for anything.
Just every team nodding to each other and like, we're going to fuck them. Yeah, we're going to fuck them.
So Ousmane Dembele, a fine young player and a player with a very, very high ceiling, but $105 million for a guy who, he's not a.
I don't know, Mike.
Is
he the guy you're building your team around?
Potentially.
Okay.
But I mean, he's. It's a lot of money for someone his age. He's 20.
Yeah, let's talk about more of the rich getting richer. Floyd Mayweather won the big title fight. How did you?
I called it the title fight.
Did he get a belt out of this? Boxing match.
It was the money fight. Was it just a prize fight? God damn it.
What did you hit your hand
on? I just flopped my hand down and I hit my telephone.
Okay.
Ooh, I got to turn off these big play alerts from DraftKings Live because it's taking up my whole phone.
You still get those?
Yeah, and also, what the fuck do I care what Joshua Dobbs just did?
Who's Joshua Dobbs?
Excellent question.
What sport does he play? Is he a baseball player?
Well, no, it's probably like garbage time in preseason games right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, football. Yeah. Okay, Joshua Dobbs. Let's see. J-O-S-H-U-A Dobbs. He is on the Steelers. He is a quarterback.
Well, he threw to Kobe Hamilton.
Was it a 58-yard touchdown pass versus the Panthers?
51 yards for a touchdown. Kobe Hamilton fumbles, recovered by Carr.
Wow, that's fun.
David Mayo.
So we watched the fight together, and we illegally streamed it.
Yeah, we did. We watched, oh my God.
Probably about six different streams throughout the fight.
Bless the hearts of the streamers. God, I love those people.
Listening to them get so excited about how many viewers they have is really one of the great joys in this life.
Guys, I don't want to brag. I just went through everybody else that's doing this on Periscope. We have by far the best looking stream. Let's get this up to 100,000, bro. Come on, guys. I believe in us. This is going to be so cool.
It was great. And he's like, for what? You're not getting paid for this. Why do you care?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And like, then there's the guy who just wanted to get to 100,000. He's like, and he's just screaming. And because, especially because like, as other streams start to go down and people find that one, that was the one that was on YouTube. And it's just, you just hear a guy who
100
Yeah. Who just he just like, oh, it happened so fast that he didn't even get a chance to like mark when it got there, because he's like, 70,000, we have got to get to 100, like, we're gonna do it. And then it just, he's still screaming and just like, 120,000, 200, let's get to 200.
No, that guy was truly fantastic. He was excited for every level of
success. They shut me down. And then they shut him.
They shut him down when he got above 200,000. Yeah, once that seemed to be pretty much the theme for illegally streaming the boxing match.
Well, yeah, because how hard is it for YouTube to just go like,
oh, that's a lot of people.
Weird that, yeah.
Let's just blindly hit delete on this. It was a good fight, though. I did not expect it to be as good as it was, especially at the beginning, where McGregor seemed to have the upper hand. There's nothing we can really add to this. I'm not a boxing analyst.
Absolutely not. Oh, by the way, as I just glanced back down at Wikipedia here, Neymar also, while the transfer fee was $222 million, what he makes per year, according to Wikipedia, $54 million.
Ooh! Okay.
Let's look at average. Wow. Average per year.
So he's the highest paid athlete?
Behind Floyd Mayweather. Because
yeah, he pops into that list every 3 years.
Yeah, it's it says length of contract, but that doesn't. But
I think that would all.
Or maybe, or well, okay.
Didn't McGregor make 30?
I don't know why they would break it down for Mayweather's contract. Like, I don't know what, but anyway, from 2013 to 2015, Floyd Mayweather made $72 million a year on average. But yeah, his is a little weird. Anyway, Neymar's making 54. Second highest paid athlete. Again, this is also not really a contract thing so much. I didn't think, maybe not. I figure this has to do with prize money as well. But Kimi Räikkönen, the Formula One driver. Then Curry making $40 million.
Wow, he makes that much money? A Formula One driver?
Formula One's huge.
I guess.
Actually, yeah. And Sebastian Vettel is from 2015 to 2017 was making $36 million a year. Michael Schumacher was making $31 million a year from 96 to 99. The people love F1.
Yeah, I didn't even realize.
Turns out. Yeah, I have my questions about this particular list, though, because I don't know how they factor a, you know, F1 con. I don't know if Räikkönen was actually making, like, if his boss, if Ferrari was paying him $51 million, or if that includes prize money from.
I'm sure it's winning prize money. Races. That's got to be prize money.
Yeah. By the way, it's also. You say, like, really? Like, 4.1 drivers make that? Remember that there's a Grand Prix of.
Grand PP?
I'm going to start that again.
Big PP?
Remember that there's a Grand Prix of Bahrain.
I'll try.
a lot of.
Bahrain, beautiful this time of year.
Exotic locales. Yeah. Beautiful Bahrain.
Can't wait to visit.
Ecological. The entire oil rich Middle East ecological disaster. Bahrain. God knows what's happened there.
Beautiful Bahrain. Puddles of black.
I'm sure whatever incredible buildings that they have there, all the hotels, who knows where all the bodies are buried of the slaves that they used.
Directly under the hotel.
Probably.
That's how they make their food service carts.
I'm going to look up some pictures of Bahrain.
An elementary school in Maryland said that staff and students are no longer allowed to wear Redskins gear. We certainly don't want to vilify anyone who comes to school in violation of this. Ultimately, most kids won't wear that kind of clothing because they understand why it's upsetting to some people. They did it.
They did it.
We've solved the Redskins crisis. And crisis is strong. Just the Redskins snafu. I don't know. Snafu's too light.
You know, I was worried for a second about my sneering at the natural beauty of Bahrain. But as I go and as I Google it and look at pictures, I was right.
We will handle it in an age appropriate,
I was right,
sensible and sensitive way.
I was right to sneer at Bahrain.
It's good when your gut reaction is right.
they have some nice enough buildings, but it just like they were all clearly built in the last like.
This principle.
7 to 10 years.
It would suck to have to say, like, the politically correct thing about kids wearing jerseys. I certainly don't want kids to feel they can't support their team. There's anything wrong with that. There's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with rooting for the Redskins. There's something wrong with rooting for the Braves. Not the teams in themselves, just the name.
Yeah.
If you're a Braves fan, you're not an insane person. I promise. But the team name is insane.
Well, who posted the picture? I sent it to you of the guy in red face with the headdress on an Indians game. Just like, people tell me I'm racist. I say, tell me something I don't know. It's like, what is that guy looking for?
Yeah, what is it? Nice sign, man. That's the best you're getting. Nobody's gonna like.
Yeah, just
TV cameras like, are not gonna want
to
interview you.
Somebody comes up to you and just like, I too am racist.
Yeah, you're not insane, people, but the team you support is at least a little insane. Our friend Tim just calls them Washington. He's a Redskins fan. Just says, I'm gonna watch the Washington game. Refuses to say the
Someone name. Always make him say it. He's just like, what's your team, DC? Who? Redskins.
Like, oh, okay. I get it.
He goes out of his way to not say it, and then someone will always ask him to clarify.
The first time I was around him and he did that, I just wanted to make him say it. I knew what he meant. It's like, say it. Say who you like. Say it out loud.
I don't understand. Like, obviously, it's difficult to have to, like, change a team's identity and all that, but you have to sort of realize that.
I don't know. Like, how many teams uprooted themselves in the last 2 years? Who fucking cares?
Well,
you're not taking away the team. You're taking away the racist-ass logo.
No, I'm saying as a fan. I don't mean as a team. That's a money decision. The owners decide to uproot a team and move it to the, you know, to a different city. But, like, for a fan to be like, yeah, but it's, I can, I understand.
I understand the plight of the Native American.
I understand the it's what I grew up with, but I also think that you have to just answer some hard questions about that. just like, yeah, we grew up with a lot of stuff, you know?
I mean, it's as simple as, like, I hate to be cliche, but you go back and you watch an old Looney Tunes cartoon, you're like, this is not okay anymore. And something as innocuous as that.
Ace Ventura.
What about it?
Think about Ace Ventura, Brendan.
I'm thinking about it.
There's something on the... I remember reading a couple months ago, and I thought about this, but I never ever put it into these words. Someone made a post. I don't know. Maybe it got brought up on the show. I don't even remember how this made it on here. But a couple months back, someone posted on the Cumtown subreddit with the header, Ace Ventura is the least woke movie of all time. It's such an obvious Cumtown material that I'm wondering if they'd ever talked about it before and I'm forgetting. But I think hands down winner for least woke movie climax of all time has to go to the end of Ace Ventura. He literally strips a trans woman down to her underwear against her will in front of 40 police officers while accusing her of, quote, not being a, quote, real woman, points at her penis, and then everyone throws up. Can you fucking imagine if that shit aired today?
Oh my god. Yeah, they do throw up. They really are grossed out by that dick. Least woke movie ending of all time. Did you see the Japanese baseball game that was called off because there was a flock of like 40 birds flying in circles around the field for way too long?
It's very menacing.
It's really funny. It was just like the opening to the video is just like the third baseman ducking. It's just like these birds just circling and circling, and they really don't go any higher than like 10 feet, but they're in play for long enough that they had to cancel the game.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't get rid of them. It was really funny. I love when birds get involved in baseball. Like when all the birds land in the outfield in Cleveland. I love that.
Birds are good.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Michelle Beadle auctioned off her shoes. And do you think more men bought them for themselves or their significant others?
Oh my god.
What do you think the balance was on that scale?
Michelle Beadle, national hero. National treasure. But you know what? She's raising a lot of money for Harvey flood relief as well. And she was auctioning off shoes. I just kept seeing she's posting Instagram videos and immediately I just went, oh no. I just thought about all the men that are buying those shoes.
Yeah, it's problematic.
And what's going to happen to them.
You know what? If it helps save a life.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want to spend $700 for a pair of Michelle Beadle fuck me pumps, that's fine.
What you do with those shoes in the privacy of your own home is your business.
As long as you help flood victims.
It genuinely doesn't matter, and the money's all going to a very good place. That being said, there's something that feels very odd about the deeply perverted sexual gratification people are getting in a way that is tied to this flood. Yeah, well, look, I guess the logic there is...
Just imagine being, like, excited that you got them. You're like, thank God for Harvey, because I finally got these gator skin Michelle Beadle pumps. Mike, say happy birthday to Larry Fitzgerald.
Happy birthday, Larry Fitzgerald.
Happy birthday, Larry. Anytime you want to come on the show, you just shoot me a line, all right? Or you shoot Mike a line. Yeah. You'll find him on Twitter.
Find me on Twitter at MegaClang. I Googled gator skin pumps, and I found a pair of Gianvito Rossi.
How much?
They're at Barney's for $6,595.
Hell yeah, I knew I had good taste. Did you see the tampering case that the LA Lakers lost? For Magic Johnson trying to recruit Paul George, or just like basically giving him like, you can opt out, that's fine, just come to LA, it'll be okay, man.
I always figured that was basically, I know that they're not allowed to do it,
yeah,
but it seems pretty clear that that's all that happened, so I'm actually surprised that any sort of fine ever got
it's not gonna make a fucking difference. The LA Lakers, they got fined $500,000.
Yeah, that's nothing to them.
That's 9 hours of jersey sales.
They might have to cut out one free t-shirt night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nothing. So, like, the LA Lakers subreddit was kind of just going off about how they won today. They were like, you know, fuck you, snitching-ass Pacers. Fucking snitches. If you have to celebrate like that, maybe don't celebrate. You fucking snitching bitches, you didn't win shit anyway. If anyway is the end of your celebration.
Oh, damn it.
All right. My last talking point of the show is not tangential to anything that happened this week in sports at all, but I saw it on the Niners subreddit. Mike Singletary took Matt Stafford off his draft board because he was unwilling to discuss his parents' divorce. That's why you got fired, man. Now, like, ultimately it was all for shit. Matt Stafford went 1.1. He was the first overall pick, so it didn't fucking matter. I think that was also the year that the Niners took Patrick Willis. So, like, no skin off my nose. So funny.
It's just such...
He's like, oh, I'm sorry, Mike. It's kind of still ongoing, and it's been really hard for me. I'd rather just not talk about it.
Listen,
you know what, man? That's fine. That's fine. And we can talk about something else. And then 10 minutes later, he's like, I don't fucking like his attitude. I don't fucking like it one bit.
It's it'd be like something horrible happened. Like you watch like some violent confrontation between them, and then like a stranger asks you about it, and then you're just like, yeah, it's not something I really want to. It's a personal matter.
All right, dick.
You're just like, whoa, you want to play football or not? Piece of shit, you come in here and you don't want to tell me about how your dad beat up your mom?
Whose name's on the door? Whose name's on the door? It's not your name, I promise. And it'll never be your name with that fucking attitude.
So you don't want to tell me that your dad held your mom by the throat and then pointed at you and said, you're next? You don't want to come in here and tell me about that? You think you can start for my football team without telling me that shit? Fuck off.
I want winners. That was his line. That was the line that turned our whole franchise around. I want winners. That's when he benched Vernon Davis. I want winners that talk about their divorce and are open about their emotions. I want winners who dream to change. I want winners. All right. You should listen to our other podcast, Chatting About Ballers. It's about the HBO show Ballers. It's the worst show on television. That's why we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it's also talk about the worst people in sports.
It's also roughly related to sports.
Vaguely.
Just
yeah.
Barely.
Barely. It's a shame Derek Carr got hurt when he did. Follow us at...
Never want to see that show.
What? On Instagram.
@_sportsonline.
On Twitter.
@_sportsonline.
On Facebook.
Facebook.com/sportsonlinepodcast.
We love you guys. Bernie would have won.
Just go.